President Maduro is accusing Washington of plotting to assassinate opposition leader Enrique Capriles and has specifically named two former U.S. officials as part of the alleged conspiracy. They worked in the Bush administration but are not current U.S. government employees.
Le hablo al presidente Obama.
I'm addressing President Obama and Roger Noriega and Otto Reich, Pentagon officials and the CIA. They're behind a plan to kill the presidential candidate of the Venezuelan right wing to create chaos in Venezuela.
Para crear un caos en Venezuela.
The U.S. State Department has dismissed the accusation.
The United States categorically rejects allegations of any U.S. government involvement in any plots to destabilize the Venezuelan government or to harm anyone in Venezuela.
And so too does former Assistant Secretary of State Roger Noriega, now an analyst at the American Enterprise Institute.
I don't have any relation with the U.S. government. I was an administration official in the past, and really I have been quite critical of the current administration.
Cynthia Arnson, a Latin American analyst at the Wilson Center in Washington, says Mr. Maduro's accusation is similar to those made by President Hugo Chavez during election cycles.
We have seen in the past the use of the international threat from the United States of imperialism to maintain a united Chavista base.
La base chavista.
Noriega offers his own theory. He says Mr. Maduro, with help from Cuba, may raise the threat of U.S. intervention to sanction political violence against his opponents.
Mi preocupación es tal vez Maduro.
My concern is that maybe Maduro, or should I say his Cubans who are manipulating the succession in Venezuela, are signaling the possible use of political violence in Venezuela.
Posibilidad de uso de violencia política en Venezuela.
Arnson says the Obama administration should be cautious.
Guardar el silencio por ahora.
Maintain silence for now. Don't say too much. Don't be a factor in the electoral campaign in Venezuela. This is what has been the strategy for a long time, including in 2012, and they should continue like this.
Y debería de seguir así.
And if the situation does not deteriorate, she says, after the election, there still might be an opening for the U.S. and Venezuela to repair the relationship. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.